Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book 0 to 1, notes on startups or how to build the future. For those who are interested in starting a business, they will always be anxious before starting a business. What kind of entrepreneurial project is more likely to succeed? Should they enter a red ocean to participate in the competition or strive to find a blue ocean to explore the unknown world? Going into a red ocean means that there are existing and successful cases that can be learned from and referred to. But when faced with many competitors, it is not easy to survive and win. However, choosing blue oceans is not necessarily better than red oceans. Although there is not much competition in blue oceans, if the market is not developed, the road ahead will be full of unknowns and challenges for any pioneers. Whether they can keep going depends on their determination and capabilities. Every entrepreneur is eager to know what kind of startup can gain a foothold in the business world, and how to make innovative products, face competition, assemble teams, sell products and services, and ensure a company's sustainable development. This book gives the right answers to these critical and highly practical questions. The author Peter Thiel, who is known as the Silicon Valley venture capital godfather and a thinker in the investment world. Which companies come to our mind when we think of the most successful startups in the past decades? Probably Facebook, LinkedIn, and Tesla? All these startup stars are closely related to Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is a successful entrepreneur who co-founded PayPal in 1998 and sold it to eBay for $1.5 billion in 2002, bringing e-commerce to a new era. But what is more commendable is his investment foresight for startups, as we mentioned in another bookie, The Facebook Effect, in which we introduced him as the first Facebook investor. He then co-founded Founder Fund, which has provided early funding for LinkedIn, SpaceX, Yelp, and dozens of outstanding technology startups. Former colleagues ran many of these companies. They have been dubbed the PayPal Mafia, which includes Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla. This book assembles Peter Thiel's entrepreneurial experience and years of investment experience. It summarizes the most practical set of entrepreneurial methodology. In this bookie, we will introduce the secrets of multiple entrepreneurial successes revealed by Peter Thiel in three parts. Part 1, Startup Thinking, From 0 to 1. Part 2, Ways to Create Monopolies. Part 3, The Factors That Cannot Be Ignored for Successful Entrepreneurship. First, let's begin with Part 1, Startup Thinking, From 0 to 1. Peter Thiel divides progress into from 1 to N progress and from 0 to 1 progress. From 1 to N progress is also called horizontal progress. The most notable example is the globalization of the market, such as copying and promoting a successful product to more places. The from 0 to 1 progress is also called vertical progress, which refers to trying things that have never been done before, such as creating new products. It means exploring new and better ways of doing things. For instance, typewriters were officially put on the market in the 1860s. Since then, many people have enhanced and improved them. Britain, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, Italy, and other countries all made typewriters, and a new industry of typewriter manufacturing was formed. But no matter how much upgrading and promotion was done, this was still progress from one to N. Until the 1970s, word processors came out for the first time with computer technology development. Unlike traditional mechanical typewriters, besides typing, they could also copy and paste. They were popular all over the world in the 1980s and gradually replaced typewriters. Such technological innovation was progress from 0 to 1. Therefore, for startups, what exactly is the difference between from 1 to N and from 0 to 1 progress? Many choose from 1 to N when starting a business. They witness others' successes, so they wanted to make profits in a red ocean by copying similar products. But as we know, red oceans mean saturated markets and countless competitors. If they're going to stand out, they have to fight vigorously with their opponents and compete for the market through effective pricing. Meanwhile, from 0 to 1 companies choose to create unique products, monopolizing their private blue ocean market. They open up an exclusive battlefield, providing customers with products that other companies cannot offer, which often create huge profits. Thiel believes that most people start a business from 1 to N, but the truly great venture is from 0 to 1. The most important thing for a new company is to have from 0 to 1 innovative ideas. At the end of 1999, during the internet craze, Peter Thiel created a company named PayPal. At that time, there was insanity in Silicon Valley. Everyone was in a rush to start or reform companies. Soon, as the capital bubble burst, many of them disappeared overnight. But Thiel's company survived and later achieved great success. Why was PayPal so successful? Mostly because in the market at that time, it was the first and only company that developed an email payment system, and it had no competitors at all. Such innovation made PayPal quickly accumulate a large number of users. They were charging a small fee for each transaction, which was already making this innovative company very profitable. In February 2000, the Wall Street Journal suggested that this company, which was established only a few months ago, was worth $500 million. 2 years later, Peter Thiel sold PayPal to eBay for $1.5 billion, bringing e-commerce to a new era. Many companies may pay close attention to competing products and research on how to beat competitors. But Thiel believes that the best companies are often good at avoiding competition. First of all, competition can make companies unprofitable. Every company in a competitive market usually sells homogeneous products, and the market determines the prices. If there is still money to earn in a particular field, new companies will inevitably enter the market. As a result, the supply of products exceeds the demand, the prices fall, and businesses can no longer make as much profit as before. Besides, competition only shows us opportunities in the past and gets us stuck with old repeat patterns. In October 2010, a startup called Square released a white square-shaped mobile credit card reader that let anyone use an iPhone to swipe credit cards and make purchases. Once this product was launched, endless imitators appeared. A Canadian company introduced a half-moon-shaped card reader. Then other companies introduced card readers in various shapes such as cylinders and triangles. However, this kind of competition only made companies repeat old patterns. Suppose entrepreneurs only try to win in that competition space. In this case, they will not be able to increase the company's value, and each participant may become a loser in the end. The opposite of competition is monopolization. Monopolies have their own markets. Without competition, they can freely determine supply and prices to maximize their benefits. Most people encourage competition, but what really creates value is monopolies. Google is matchless in web search, while Apple created the iPhone, which subverted the traditional mobile phone market, and Facebook became the largest social network. These companies were able to succeed because they were monopolists in the market from the beginning and provided customers with products that other companies cannot offer. Therefore, in Thiel's opinion, all successful companies are different. They obtain their monopoly by solving a unique problem. While the reasons for failure are often the same, they cannot avoid competition. As an entrepreneur, only by avoiding competition as much as possible from the beginning can one build a monopoly with a clear mind. That's all for the first part. Peter Thiel believes that better startup thinking should focus on from 0 to 1 progress. If you want to create long-lasting value, you should not follow the trend and build a business with no characteristics. Instead, you should solve a unique problem and create a monopolistic market. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.